Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
When I had a call, when I picked up, say, "Sago, they no be anyin geda." Say, "Who no be anamo de tro nyo."
Now, on table, I come so the same song, no. Yeah, somebody told a presenter, "Jack, that could be feeling pa." Now, me guys, we buy nyansa nyom. Say, "Who to be bongwa?"
Over me chimba, like Akwaboa. I was playing Akwaboa song. Say, "Who say ba?" Messanaji woo. No, Akwaboa was one of Akwaboa's songs. One of his songs is the title is Messanaji woo.
Okay.
I think I was here with Awana. One Saturday afternoon, and there was this friend who had come to visit Awana.
What do you want, ma?
No. There's a song. Akwaboa, the title is Messanaji woo. So who samba? Messanaji woo.
Okay.
Some nice song like that. So the guy had come here with his girlfriend. Emsanomu Kuntokwa. So as the song was playing, girl, I mean, oh baby, change my where? Oh, baby, change my you know, but oh yeah, bear my sound brand. I must have some radio, so I'm wearing Yumbi and I'm wearing Yumbi and I'm wearing
Yumbi.
Or sound by him.
Could you see who bought money, my handkerchief?
No money. My man who handkerchief. Now, my auntie Raka James said, "My man, I'll show you handkerchief." All right, folks. AJ.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Good afternoon to you, Shed.
Good afternoon.
Ernesto, how are you, my love?
Good afternoon.
I'm well, by grace.
Who's your mommy?
Come on.
Good afternoon to everybody doing the listening. Let me share with you what we were discussing this afternoon. It says, it's been over 6 years since I graduated from university, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to secure a job. I sent my CVs to countless companies across Ghana, across Accra. Attended interviews, followed up endlessly, but nothing seemed to work out for me. During all these difficult years, my girlfriend, whom I have been dating since our university days, almost 4 years now, stood by me. She was fortunate enough to get a job shortly after graduation and has been my biggest support system ever since. She helped me with my bills and even assisted my senior brother who lives in the UK. A few months later, she told me she was going to speak to one of her bosses about helping me find employment. I don't know exactly what she said or how she convinced them, but long after that, I received a call from her company offering me a position. I was overjoyed. The company was growing rapidly, the salary was good, and for the first time in years, I felt like my life was finally moving in the right direction. I could finally start building a future for myself. But Andy and that, nah, that's when things started to change. Start getting strange. I began noticing that my girlfriend was constantly in my boss's office. They had lunch together almost every day. She stayed late with him after work, traveled with him on vacations, and they seemed unusually close. One day, the boss casually called me into his office and asked how my sister was doing. My sister? That was when it hit me. My girlfriend had introduced me to him as her brother in order to get me the job. From that day, I became uncomfortable. For nearly 4 years, we kept our relationship completely hidden. We never appeared together at companies' events, avoided being seen in public around colleagues, and acted like complete strangers at work. Then somehow, the boss discovered the truth. A few weeks ago, he called me into his office and gave me a warning. That left me shaken. He told me to stay away from my girlfriend or risk losing my job. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. When I confronted my girlfriend, she assured me she would handle it, in quotes, and asked me not to worry. But honestly, Andy and I, the things I've witnessed between her and this man over the months, whichever, have left me deeply uncomfortable and suspicious. part of me wants to walk away from the relationship completely, but another part of me is scared because I desperately need this job. After years of unemployment, this job changed my life. So now I'm stuck between protecting my relationship, protecting my peace of mind, and protecting my livelihood. Andy, and now what should I do? Yeah, that's what we're discussing this afternoon. What should he do? Girlfriend of 4 years. They've been together. She's been the rock, the bedrock, temple, paid bills, helped him. They finally got him a job. Only for him to discover that the boss thinks that he's the sister to the young woman who has been spending excessive time with the boss. Vacations, lunch together. Gentlemen, he's asking. Right now, the boss has found out the truth. He's being threatened. He has to choose between the woman, his peace of mind, and his livelihood. Shed, let's go. Good afternoon to you, Shed.
Man like Shed.
Man like Shed. Good afternoon, boss.
I was thinking to I and I feel to you.
Jesus.
Okay, so nice story. But then before I go, like along the line we hit. So
before Shed goes on, he still wants to wish his wife a belated birthday.
No, happy birthday. Yeah.
No,
Sandra, we love you so much.
Okay, so a happy birthday to one of my bosses.
Hey, wifey!
No, one of my bosses. Mrs. Wendy Achibra, the president of Bosses Alliance Ladies.
We are now the wifey, they are now
yes,
one.
Yes, Mpachabati. And this is from, you know, Lady Sandra and of the Bosses Alliance Ladies to our president. Mrs., may God richly bless you and enhance your territory. We love you so much. Thank you very much. Okay, wifey. Papa said I should add wifey, so... Mrs. Sandra Hayford Lamte Mensah, belated happy birthday. I love you so much. I'll come and meet you in the house. Thank you.
For door administration. No,
Minka said I'll come home. Missy, I'll come and meet you.
For door administration.
Okay, so you know, I think there is something which I keep saying I'll forever say.
Mm-hmm.
We don't choose what we love, we love what we choose. People always, you know, end up miserable because they always want to be, because they always want to be with what they love. Hey, Papa, now, sorry.
Someone just sent me a song that she played that the Lumba song there. What's that called? And you know, the title is Gold Digger.
Okay.
In this case, who's the gold digger?
But you should be close.
But you're on gold nigga.
Okay.
Ah, so he's the one who's gold digging.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So this guy, you know, I think yesterday, like, we're deliberating on something, and there's something I say. People always end up closing people's chances just because of what we say, this verbal contract we're talking about. The fact that you are dating this lady doesn't mean her life is wholly in your hands. Look, I feel the guy, yes, I know he's in love, but there's a probability he's not even in love. You know, there are people who feel, who are too human to the extent that they feel you've helped them to an extent and they can't betray you like that. Now, the boy even finding out that there is something going on between the lady and the boss, to me, I can even say that this guy is not really into the lady. Because look, no man will ever want to share the kind of woman they truly love with another man, irrespective of whoever the man is. Yet this guy knew, and he was okay with it. If not for the fact that the boss is aware today, and come back. Now, so the problem here is that this lady has been human enough to support you, yet... Oh yeah, yet ladies of today won't even support you no matter what. They won't. Not to talk of taking care of you for over 4 years, paying your rent, and even assisting a sibling to be in the UK. And Ube to Kwanya to UK, unspending, I stand to be credited. Not less than 100,000 Ghana cedis. So you can imagine how much the lady has invested. Now the lady has invested a lot. This lady, you being the lady, the man has invested a lot. I'm talking about the girlfriend. The girlfriend is now playing the role of a man. And now this lady has the right to make any decision she wants. Look, you are not confused. You are confused between like the point of being ungrateful and being grateful, because you feel this lady has invested so much in you and has shown you so much love that you don't want to leave her. Now, the lady telling you that give time. Right now, you are putting this lady in a mess. Because bear in mind, you are not the only person going to lose your job. The lady may lose her job also. Because one, the lady, you have made the lady break or breaking the trust that the boss has for her, for you know. Which means that a bit man is saying young kwa or remember baby Robert when I watch you. So for all you know, the relationship between the boss and the lady is also going to it will jeopardize. So my issue here is that chairman, let the lady live her life and leave the choice for the lady. The lady should be able to say that, look, boss, I have a boyfriend. I really love him so much. Life turned hard. That was the main reason why I came to you. I can't be with you. I want to be with my boyfriend. That is fine. And even for that, because if this boy should disappoint the lady with that, excuse my language, this so-called verbal agreement this lady's life is shattered. So the ball is in the... That is why I don't believe in verbal contract.
It's still binding, oh.
Is it what?
It's still binding, oh.
No, but what I'm saying
is... Verbal contract still binds.
It's true. But what I'm saying is that... Don't make people stay. Let people choose to stay. Mm-hmm. So that one day, if you don't marry them, they won't blame you. So the lady shouldn't force the lady to stay. Let her make her decision. The ball is in her court. Let her say, okay, per what I am gaining here, per this and that, I want to be with you, my boyfriend. I want to be with the boss. Chairman, move on with your life. And look, whatever the lady chooses, let her fit into it. Don't force her into anything, because nobody knows tomorrow. For all you know, to Echina Unwareno, one worry now, she will forever curse you. And at the man here, me and he said, girl, you should curse na enye juma, because them one worry no na ubwa na ubo ni dia en kumbia. Yes, because the Bible didn't tell you to support the person before marriage or see after marriage.
True.
So the lady, the guy should tell the lady to make her choice. If it is me, don't choose me because I want you. Choose me because you want me to be with you, and I am sure in the future this guy will be okay. Yeah.
Shed has thrown me off. I right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the young man, what is his qualms?
And Rob is always doing.
What's his name?
What is his qualms?
What's his perturbation?
Yeah. He is confused. Mm. He doesn't know whether to choose love or choose job.
Or his peace of mind and his livelihood.
Where peace of mind and livelihood means what?
Ijumano Neskano.
You don't have work. You live as a poor man with a peace of mind.
Yes.
Have you seen some before?
No, the boss says leave the girl alone.
No.
But
no.
He's not going to be fired.
Look, peace of mind.
Look, you see?
Ernest.
Oh,
and ask about the break, but only peace of mind.
Let me finish. Skenny peace of mind is different from here. Any
skenny be a friend, son.
Andy.
Skenny be a what friend, son? Komo, ngomo. I was in komo. Hey, it means I get to mean I am saying komo. Adi an koma.
Hey,
be a nooti.
True.
Bra.
That's a moody.
Bra say nooti ah.
Friend.
Unu ya get. Oh, me ne na kasa. But I just a same no.
Emiye drew.
Oh, me my camera di ach. My watch me mu.
Andy, there is no nothing.
And I discuss it, bruh.
There is nothing.
Skinny bow.
Humiliating.
Only peace of mind.
There is nothing. Let me finish. There is nothing humiliating than a man. Our sorry, no pa. With kids and wife, not only him how to feed them and how to go and beg. A fellow man.
Yeah, yeah.
It reduces you drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've not seen some before. I've said it here that I woke up one day and a neighbor with three kids and the wife were waiting for me. Anadjo. How much 4 a.m.
Are
they?
The, 3 days, no food in the house. And the man, Missy, if you see his teacher, not that he's not worked before, he just lost his work. And when he was speaking to me, you could feel that he was feeling so ashamed.
Oh boy.
You don't have a choice. And because some of us, we've lived on the street for a long while and we've seen some of these things, and we know the ups and downs in life, that times changes and all these things. So I didn't even allow him to even talk plenty. Yeah. I didn't allow him to talk plenty because I know how it feels, the courage you need to gather before you can take such a step. And, you know, it now people have become so cunning. So even telling you the doubt that you might build. So he had to bring the wife
and the children
to confirm, to authenticate.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing. And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing. Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing.
Indicate that what he's saying is the truth. Because if you look at his teacher, you wouldn't believe what he's saying. So he has to carry all his problems alongside Charlie to you, so that you know. So if he calls that peace of mind, let it be. Let it be. Now he wants an advice. I'll advise him. He should stick to the girl. You fight for what you love. The boss says either the girl or the job.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to the girl.
No, but the point is the lady willing to stick?
I'm coming. Okay. Oh, bruh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, man.
Chairman, stick to the girl.
Well, blasting. No, no.
And, you see, first discuss with your mother. Discuss with your father. That God brought a lady into your life, and the lady used her body to pave way for you. And for that matter, you feel that the lady has done what Napoleon could not do. And for that matter, between your job and the lady, you prefer the lady. So stick to the lady and come and stay home. She'll take care of you. She can even open another door for you, door breaker. Open doors when there are none. And come and stay home. She'll feed you. I mean, she was feeding you before. So stick to her and lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? And come and stay home. You see, the guy was a victim. He was a victim. First of all, let me say this. Inasmuch as what the girl did might not be right, but let me applaud the lady. Because one of the most expensive commodity you get now is to have a woman taking care of a guy.
Ali.
In our modern Ghana.
Thereof.
Kodibeto Bone Street. Ah, you want her to go and hustle for money, and you, full-blown man,
over 4 years,
you are in the house, and she will hustle and come and take care of you. Why? Is it in telenovela? Or Nigerian movies? No. Who does that?
Are you trying to say there's no woman who does that?
Now.
Yes.
If the relationship is from 10 years coming.
Woman, who does that?
And
who's taking care of a man? Like, you know, done that for 4 years, but she hasn't paid the bill.
4 years. Nebusu ya fokwa beka so oba na wajimi.
Oh, e bi ho.
I'm not saying it's not there, but it's a rare situation.
Oh, a unicorn.
You know, her family members would, unless maybe they don't know the truth, that she takes care of you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even respect you. Bema out if you oba na hero. What makes you a man? You get the point. So the girl did well by making sure the guy is okay. And beyond that, there are people you meet, they believe in you to the standard. They don't want to see you fail.
Yeah.
So if there are plugs, if there are opportunities, they make sure they link you up, mm-hmm. which she did. And I applaud her for that. Mm-hmm. How she managed to do that is a different scheme altogether. What you know is that you have a work. Doing. Go. Work. Until the man called the guy in law, the guy didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. Apart from mere suspicion because the girl comes there and all these things. Mm-hmm. But when he got to know and he decided to connive and pretend as though nothing is going on between them in front of the boss, that is why I have a problem. That is why I have a problem. Because your boss innocently gave you the job. Mm-hmm. Thinking that I'm helping my girlfriend's brother.
Yeah.
No, I'm helping my in-law.
Okay. My in-law.
To be.
Whichever way. Then, it comes out that you people are now a team. How do you expect your boss to trust you?
He's a stranger in his own environment.
You get a point. So even if you decide to let the girl go,
yeah,
your boss won't trust you.
That's the point.
Because you are not truthful. So when you saw that, you should have sat the lady down. And even if you not tell your boss that this is what I'm doing with the lady, kata iso there. For the sake of, look, there are people who open doors for you, and but they will not travel with you. DS are to open doors for you.
That's that.
So that you can find a way out in life.
Divine helper.
So when your boss got to know, especially if, for all you know, this boss is so loving and so caring and freely given because I'm doing that for my in-law to be. Mm-hmm. Only to realize that he was being played. He's being a fool in his own kingdom.
Stranger in his own environment.
You see, you keep quiet. Now you've accepted. Go out with my boss. I'll pretend as if nothing is at stake. You've moved from being a victim to being a culprit. So you are equally guilty.
Yeah.
You can't blame the lady. You are equally guilty. Let's assume the lady played smart. But now you have become an accomplice. If the boss decides to leave the girl for you and you go home, is the girl going to continue to do what he used to do for you? It's a different thing altogether. If you decide to let the girl go, is your boss going to trust you again? Mm-hmm. With that, I know, as human as we are, once the boss, you see, it's tricky. Once the boss sees your worth, he can, if you apologize genuinely, to let him know that, okay, you didn't have any bad motive. You didn't know that there was something going on. In fact, you were worried about it. You spoke to her and she told you to explain it to the bear. But don't incriminate the woman. Because the boss is also in love with the woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you try to protect your worker, when you close from work, don't forget, the girl is still his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They'll be having private conversations about you. Don't forget, they had conversations before you came into the picture as an employee. And the conversations wouldn't stop because they are still going out. So play it safe. Play it neutral. Explain. Apologize. In fact, let the lady also apologize on your behalf and beg your boss. Then talk to the lady. Madam, you've done well. God bless you for all you've done. You've been my angel. In fact, where you've helped me to, I think the journey, I can see my way clear.
Mm-hmm.
I can continue the journey. Please, for the sake of my future, for the sake of my helper, that is you and another helper who is my boss, please, let's end everything here so that you can, my enjoy. Boss can, you know, can enjoy. You see, it's not about she enjoying their relationship, so that my boss can enjoy his relationship. Then I can have my peace and work.
Uh-huh.
It hurts. But as it stands now, that is the only way out. And talk to the girl, beg the girl. I know you love me. Even in the Bible, it got to a point when our own grandfather Abraham had to lie.
True that.
You see?
Yeah.
So where it has gotten to is not a matter of joke. You can't abandon the work now,
mm-hmm,
because of pride. You are going to fight your boss.
You can't.
What if, okay, you leave the job and tomorrow the lady says, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm done with the relationship. You've lost all of them. Yeah. There is an opportunity to keep one that will help you. That will make you independent. It depends on how you handle it. Apologize to both of them. Let your boss trust you back. Let your lady understand that you appreciate whatever she's done for you. But it's about time you walk the journey, mm-hmm, at least alone, mm-hmm, for now. And let's see what happens.
TT.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, darling. Your thoughts on this one?
Oh. You know,
mm-hmm,
earlier on, when Kumi started, I was like, when he said the guy should quit the job.
Mm-hmm. He was being sarcastic.
Sit down and say, Kumi, you know, what I feel is, first of all, for a woman to go to that extent of bringing you from nowhere,
mm-hmm,
to where she is, it means she has reached the level of decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Directly or indirectly, she has a say in that business.
Mm-hmm.
One problem I have, I was thinking the lady should have confided in the guy before bringing him into the business. She should have just told him, listen, I've introduced you to my boss as my brother. So let our actions and our decisions in the office reflect as such.
Mm-hmm.
We are siblings. And the only way we can keep this going is for us to pretend we are siblings.
Mm-hmm.
No hard feelings in anything you see going on in the office. That, for me, would have worked to some extent. Because as it stands, the guy don't really have much to do or say.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone who took you, who has taken care of you for years. Not only you. That gesture has been extended to your family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you owe her. As to whether what the future holds for the two of you, we all can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we are assuming, for you know, maybe the boss is already married and just want to keep this as a serious side kick.
Mm-hmm.
For you know, if the boss is not married, then it's a very dangerous grounds. If he is not married, then it means there is an intention to move a step further with the lady. Whichever way, my advice, don't quit the job.
No, let him quit and go and stay home.
No, please, I beg you.
We should.
Don't quit the job.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me own.
Quit. You are a man.
To have money in your pocket is different from hoping someone gives you money.
Hey.
The lady will give.
I beg. There's a possibility the woman, the lady, after a few moments, the guy will just
give an ultimatum to the lady. Listen, it's either you choose between the guy
or me.
Or me. And any decision she makes might have direct impact on the job, whether she will still be kept in the job or office, or she will be sacked. Mm. But I'm thinking where the boss and the lady have reached, it is a point of no return. They've really reached far. And that gives the lady that power to be able to bring someone into the job. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, if you leave the girl, the one you are going to marry, mm-hmm. you don't know her history. You don't know her past and present.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what she will have been doing before you're married.
Mm-hmm.
This one, we need you. Just psych yourself. And rather get an exit plan. If the two of you still love each other and you want to spend the rest of your life together, give yourself some time. Save enough. Have a backup plan. Decide after 2-3 years. This is a business.
Did you hear what the boss said?
Oh, the boss said
the lady or your job.
So, oh yes. So you, but if I'm choosing my job, will I tell you? Like the guy said, they've been pretending to be, but their relationship has been kept
quiet,
I mean, hidden.
Nobody knows. Nobody. They pretend like they don't know each other.
No, but now that.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Boss is aware.
It's going to be it'll be
I'm thinking, see, you know what?
Then you've lost the,
you know, the boss. You know the boss could have taken one decision.
Yeah, he could have fired
without,
him
without telling the
yes.
guy. He could have told the guy, listen, you know what? Don't step
in the office,
in this
again.
Office again.
No, but the lady told the guy that.
But is it because the lady has a power
over
the man?
Yeah.
There is some level of control.
Mm-hmm.
She has.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how come the guy rather confronted the boy. The boss could have confronted the girl.
Yeah, but of whatever is going on between
out of whatever that is going, he chose to confront the guy because he knows with the girl, my heart is there. What if I tell the guy, the girl, choose between the boy and the job? And then the girl says, okay, I've chosen my guy.
Does the girl works with them?
Yeah. She works with
them. She's in office.
She's in office.
That is why I said the guy should let the girl choose.
So
choose, I say.
For me, as the guy, choose your job.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, tell the boss she was your ex.
And she was just helping you.
And she was just helping you.
Bam.
Bam.
Oh, and put there. No. Then you spot everything.
Oh,
you know,
the lady has already confessed to the man.
Okay, so. If she has confessed, then fine. But if she has not confessed, they can just decide to rewrite their own story at that very moment.
But my ex put there, no put there, you see you.
But if the boss, you see,
your ex,
we're friends and we dated by mistakes. I beg, guy.
Your ex way, you think you can help him?
You see, I like your plan for him, man. But it's equally dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Now everything is dangerous for you.
Because the man left you off the hook. For the first time,
leave her alone.
Anything you plan again, you have options. Anything you plan again to let him look stupid may not be that.
You know, and I'm thinking, you see, the man has reached the point he can only confront the guy and not the lady.
Yeah.
No, for all you know, if some confrontation has gone on or some discussion has gone on, we don't know for a fact.
You know. Okay, so let's
the guy is telling the side
of his story.
of his story, yes, how the man came. But I'm not sure the man will talk to the guy alone and leave the girl. Because takes two.
I mean, it takes two. He can talk to the girl, but it wouldn't be in the same tone.
Come on. That one, why? Do you expect him to go angry?
That's what I'm saying.
For the guy,
your job is very, for all you know.
Quit the job. Simple. Don't quit. Love and go and starve.
The reason why,
look, guy.
The reason why, for me, I think the guy, taking into consideration where he finds himself, maybe the guy is also very good at his work. You get it, and so the boss is only playing on,
like Kumi said,
his emotions. Now it is not about job anymore. It's about
emotional,
the feelings.
Yeah.
He has for the lady, and so he's contemplating whether to still accommodate the guy or let him off. But maybe there's an extra motivating factor about the guy. Yeah. Maybe he's good at his work.
And apart from that, there is one thing that we're not looking at. The boss, he's a man. He's a good man. A good man.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know him, and Titi says something. I don't know whether he's married or not. If he's married, then that is bullying.
How is that bullying?
It's bullying because you are married. And if you didn't know that they were going out, yes, the mode at which maybe you got to know is painful. Now that you know that the lady has a boyfriend, and this is the boyfriend. And the lady did what she did as a lover to help the boyfriend so that you give him job. So if you decide to pin on him, I want the woman.
But like you said, it's an emotional place, so it could be his ego coming
into play. That is what I'm saying. That is bullying, because you don't have it. So he has to snatch it from you compulsorily, even though he knows that, yes, this is the situation.
And it's wrong.
But if the guy, that is the boss, is single and is into the relationship, then the boss is somebody we need to study. Yeah. Knowing that you've been fooled, you've been lied to, yet you had that composure to confront the young man, tell him what you know, and still give him an option to choose, which means he's a good man. He's still thinking about your interest in as much as he is thinking about his emotions.
Yeah.
You are still in the picture. Somebody could have sucked you for the fact that you guys could knife and lie to him and brought you into the company. So how many lies haven't you done, or how many people haven't you connived with to work against him in his own company? You cannot be trusted. It's a stab in the back. You get a point. So the man, if he's not married, the man should be applauded for what he did. If he's not married,
let me bring the messages in. It says, your job is important, brother. You guard your job. Be the brother. She won't leave the boss or job for you. I say again, guard the job. Don't be quick to get someone else. Just let her go mentally first. Drive your energy into getting yourself better and not her. Don't leave her. That's your girlfriend. Just pretend to the boss and play along. Can't throw all these years away like that. If she didn't love you, she wouldn't have been supporting you to the extent of getting you a job where she works. If she truly has anything to do with the boss, I'm sure she's up to something. Don't rush it. This one says, boy, I'm speechless. Me safe. Your relationship is gone. Secure your job and play along with your ex. She's not your girlfriend anymore. It's a difficult thing, but I think that's the right option. This one says, let's view this way. Imagine you spoilt everything. First, you get fired, lose your job, and you could probably jeopardize hers as well. Then she will stop supporting you, and that means that the end of you and that bro of yours who she took abroad may not even help shoulder it. If you shoulder it with you. Forget about abroad. So what I'm saying is switch off your feelings and turn on your brain. Save your job is the only reason you're still relevant up to the point of writing to us here. So mind most of your job, build yourself, play low-key, because I believe the future always has a present gift for every endurance. Bosu, this is not a hard issue. You are just refusing to be wise. You're just adding emotions against your future. She got you the job. Bosu, you guys are not married, though. Everything shows she loves you, yes. At some point of life, Charlie, you forsake the risk. She took it. You are employed. Boss, what else do you want? Can't you keep yourselves a secret? You have the whole time after work. Your emotions be too high. But if they pretend that they are not in a relationship at work, how did the man find out?
Oh, concern. Okay.
So you can't even pretend. That's another one. This one also says, please continue with the narrative. You are her brother. Your relationship is...